saving money on everything you need at Menards. Your roof is the first line of defense against the elements, and it enhances the appearance of your home's exterior. Owens Corning Duration Shingles offer ultimate protection. Choose from 26 stylish colors and transform your home today. Shop our selection of roofing products on Menards.com. Plus, check out our weekly flyer for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at
Menards. Hi, everyone. This is James and Dan. We are two-fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. Every week, we sit down behind some microphones and share with each other the best things we've found out over the last 7 days.
Yes. So, for instance, Dan, did you know that you cannot tie a knot in four dimensions?
I knew that's where I was going wrong. Interesting.
There are all sorts of reasons why, but we would go into them all on our podcast, along with loads of extra facts as well.
That's right. And if you want to check it out, No Such Thing as a Fish is available wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to Smell You Later.
Summer is here, ladies.
It's here and it's hot. It's like being inside a mouth.
My thighs are out.
The gams are out.
It's a rarity, but you know what? It's just that hot today.
It's so hot.
We're not complaining. I'm not complaining. I don't think Sable's very happy about it.
I want to go outside because it's so nice out, but then I'm like, I know I will wilt. I don't know what happened. I think the older I get, the less tolerance I have. It's the humidity, dude. That's what it is. Mm-hmm. Summer in the city is a magical time.
Yeah.
It is also a very disgusting and uncomfortable time because I think the heat just gets trapped at ground level from the buildings.
It definitely depends on where you are in the city as to like how enjoyable your day is going to be.
Oh, yeah.
Because even when I walked out of my apartment to come here, I was like, ooh, it's hot. And then I got to Brooklyn and I was like, okay, it's still hot, but not quite as bad. But now I'm scared to leave.
I imagine in Midtown, it's probably really intense.
It's fucking terrible.
Yeah.
It's okay, though.
Yeah, I mean, whatever.
Better be hot in New York than hot anywhere else.
Climate change. I think we just expect it now that there's always going to be a heat wave week in New York in the summer.
Isn't this early, though, for that?
It's kind of early, yeah. It's a little alarming. I broke out my droid AC. It's like a little R2-D2 robot that kind of rolls around.
Oh, is that what that is?
Yeah.
Does it move?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I don't like window units because then it's just like your window is open all year round. You have to hear all the shit. It's fucking loud out there, man. Maybe it's just the world is opening again, but all of these motorcycle gangs just like love idling in front of my apartment building and just revving their engines.
I feel like your motorcycle gang is a guest star. It's like the subplot on Smellulator because they're truly always haunting
you. They're always haunting me.
Like, I've only heard them like once or twice, but you're always triggered by them. It's like this like simmering trauma that you have. And I would too.
It's elicited this Pavlovian response of just like terror.
Yeah.
I'm like, please be quiet. Please. Drown them out with AC noise, I guess.
I'm happy that summer's here. We wait for this all year.
I know. No, I do love summer. I don't know. Like, summer's just very magical. The days are so long. It's like anything can happen. Dun, dun, dun.
I know, but like anytime I get in that frame of mind, something terrible
happens.
That's
true. I'm like, you know, anything for better or worse.
Anytime that I'm like, ooh, what will today bring? I get to the end of the day and I was like, ugh, well. Sort of brought that one on myself. I don't know. I guess that's mostly in part to my dumb bitch behavior, but...
I mean, same.
As usual, I have no one to blame but myself.
Yeah. At least last year, I was grounded. Like, everybody was grounded. So it's like, I'm not causing trouble. I'm not getting into trouble because I'm not leaving my house. And now it's like everyone's getting into trouble.
I think my post-COVID anxiety has started to lift a little bit.
Yeah.
Like, I said I needed time to sort of like work my way back in, and I've gotten that time and I feel a little bit better lately.
I feel like everyone's just like, okay, we're done now.
Well, people are crazy.
That's true. Yeah, you're right. I think people have just been like waiting for the socially acceptable time to be like, okay, I don't have to pretend I'm being cautious anymore.
Yeah, I know. Exactly.
I can like post all of my vacation posts.
Exactly.
Now.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All of my backfill from Tulum.
Yeah. And I'm just like, and no one's inviting me. What the hell?
Right.
If you have a house, a beach house, I will be very quiet and cause no trouble at all. And I'm very pleasant company.
Sable is desperate to get out of Manhattan. Would somebody please give her a house or a room in a house, literally anywhere.
I can't afford these Airbnbs, man. Not anymore anyway.
We could, like, so we could record an episode from anywhere.
Dude, we should.
You know?
Then I can expense it. Exactly. My taxes. It's a tax write-off.
Hell yeah. Oh, yeah. I thought... I was beginning to worry because as things were starting to open up and I guess become more normal, which, I mean, in my defense, happened very fast, mm-hmm. kind of out of nowhere. I was like, I was a little worried because I was just like, is this just who I am now? Am I just a full-blown, like, agoraphobic person? You know what I mean? Like,
I've always been agoraphobic.
I don't know. I think, but I've sort of come back to some balance lately. So it's like, I'm not terrified to like be in an environment with people and be perceived anymore, yeah. which is good. I'm happy.
I'm not as, I don't know if fear was it. It was more just like annoyance when people stand too close. Like obviously even before, like people have no fucking sense of spatial reasoning, but like with the threat of a virus, people still didn't like six. Yeah. I'm like, okay, so you guys are really, really keen to know what 6 feet is when you're measuring men, but like you don't know what 6 feet is when you can't stand the fuck away from me. Please. Like seriously. That's true. Like you're standing 5'9" away from me. Right. And it's not acceptable.
Exactly.
If you wouldn't date it, stand further away from me.
I love that.
Yeah.
That's what we needed a year ago.
Like for real. And like I'm like aghast. And then like I don't want to be that person who's just like, could you back the fuck up, please? Like I don't want to interact with people.
I had a dream I did that recently. I keep having dreams that I leave my house and forget my mask. Like it's like the dream of like thinking you're late for class or something.
Right.
I'm like in the subway with no mask on and I'm panicking.
No, I've seen people in the subway with no mask on.
Girl.
No one's gonna say anything to them now. But I'm just like, oh,
I mean,
okay.
I get people not wearing masks outdoors since the CDC says yeah. that's fine. I understand that walking around and with that, but like, ooh, in the subway, catch me in 2023, then we can talk. But right now I'm gonna keep that mask on.
Part of me feels like I'm still going to wear a mask in the subway.
That's like, what I mean. In general. Like, yeah.
Also, I don't want to inhale all this like communal air in this tiny little car.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
It just makes sense.
Well, stay safe, everyone.
We bought all of these reusable masks. We might as well keep them.
I know.
What's going to happen? They're all going to get thrown in a landfill. Mm. Right?
I'm just excited to wear lip color again, honestly.
Yes. I am perceiving full faces at 100%. Yep. I am being perceived, sometimes welcome, sometimes not.
I have my summer glam mood board yeah. all ready to go. I'm getting ready for so much makeup.
Oh, I'm sure you are.
I'm moving. If you haven't heard, I'm moving very soon. And I'm purging like everything I have. And I was looking at my like drawer of liquid lipsticks, which I love. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, these are 5 years old.
Ooh,
like they're yeah. rubber cement.
They're just probably like separating.
Them. Just get rid of them.
Yeah, I was like salad dressing at this point.
Yeah, yeah. I was swatching them to like see how they were doing, and I was like, "Oh, this is sludge. This is coming out solid." So
gross.
But I will still be back to those lip colors this summer. Gird your loins.
Yeah, I have noticed that people are unabashedly checking people out now.
Oh yeah,
it's like very obvious to the point where it's like cartoonish. I will notice men checking me out, like their eyes glued to me as I'm walking past, to the point where I just like make a weird face at them because I'm like, this is weird for both of us.
Yeah,
like, what are you alone. Doing?
Yeah, I know.
Like, stop.
Men continuing to be a problem after quarantine.
God, it's Who like knew? They perceive with their mouths.
You had over a year to figure it out.
Ugh. They're making up for a year.
That is true.
Yeah.
Of horribleness.
I can catcall again. Oh, I'm going to say double the things that don't make sense. I just never know I just don't know how to react to that. I think I automatically make a weird face. I don't even know I'm doing it, but it happens because they immediately shut up.
And now they can see the full weird face
because
you're not wearing a mask.
I'm just like, and then they're like, oh, wait, actually, maybe she's not that good looking. I'm like, no, good.
Turns out.
I'm a woman of multitudes. You can't take me at my ugly and disgusted. You don't deserve me at my casually beautiful.
That's real.
Yeah.
It's our first smell you later summer.
It is.
That's so fun. We're coming up on a year.
Almost. We recorded our first episodes in like August.
Yeah.
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 Wow. Imagine.
I mean, what a year it's been.
I know. I'm just impressed that we have kept up our weekly cadence.
I'm impressed at how good this show is.
I know. You know when you start passion projects and you're like really amped in the beginning mm-hmm. and then like it kind of dies out? No, we've been fucking on it.
Yeah, I have been fucking on it.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to do it. You kept saying, let's start a podcast. Yeah. And I kept saying, no. And then we did. And I'm very happy about it.
Yeah.
Look at this. You're right again. And I was wrong. Who is shocked?
It's accountability, but I hate that word. You know,
what like word was that?
An accountability buddy.
Oh, for, yeah. That's
I think people use it for workouts mostly.
Yeah. Yeah.
But now it's for podcasts.
Now it's for podcasts.
Now it's for podcasts. Yeah.
I love it.
Cool. I mean, okay. And speaking of it being summer, This is our summer episode. I think we did our pre-summer episode the other week with our fuckboy sense. So now that we're all informed, we can revel in the beauty and wonder of summer and all the scents.
There's nothing better than a summer fragrance. I'm sorry.
Yes.
It's just like, you know, when you see like the summer collection start rolling out, but it's like April and you're very like Mariah Carey pre-Christmas, like not yet.
Yeah.
And then you finally put on that summer sun on a hot day and you're just like, oh, she is here.
Yeah.
She's back.
Or like resort collections,
yes.
Which I'm like, in this economy,
right.
Are we still doing resort?
Exactly.
Who does this?
Ooh.
And then I forget there's like a whole sect of billionaires who does. And I'm like, oh,
they're
right.
Fine.
Not me. This isn't for me in my tax bracket.
No.
But speaking of summer fragrances, Tynan. What do you smell like today?
Today, in celebration of summer, I am wearing the new Louis Vuitton On the Beach. And this came out actually in March.
Oh, wow. They really were pushing that for resort season.
Yeah. So it was very like pre-summer. And so I had never, that's a lie, I have tried one Louis Vuitton fragrance that they sent me in the fall. I'm not super familiar with their core collection of scents. I think the bottles are stunning, but like I said, not too familiar. The one I tried earlier this year is like lovely. It's a floral. It's fine. On the Beach, it showed up and I was like, okay, it's a beach scent. Like I know this before, even smelling it, fine. And listen, I love a beach scent. So I was already sort of excited about it, but they often sort of end up smelling the same.
The same.
Which is okay, you know?
Yeah.
This one, I really, really have to say, did take me by surprise in the fact that, one, not being super familiar with Louis Vuitton's fragrance offerings, I wasn't sure how they played, you know? And two, as a beach scent, it is really lovely. And I'm not just saying that because, like, it's a very expensive Louis Vuitton scent that's very hard to get. It's just, like, I don't know if I would say the best beach scent I've ever had because I think a beach scent can mean a million different things. This is a very sort of like real life take on a cloudy day at the beach.
Wow.
It's really, really nice.
Very specific.
Yeah. Yeah. So the top, as you love and keep saying, is going to show up more and more. And again, you're onto something. The top note is yuzu.
Aha!
Mm-hmm.
Yuzu.
Actually, this is proving all of your points here.
What?
Yuzu and neroli. The middle is pink pepper, rosemary, sand, thyme, and clove. And
God,
the base note
right.
is cypress. So it's like a
sand.
Really salty beach air sort of vibe. It's citrusy, it's woody, it's salty, it's airy, but it's not any one of those things more than the other. It's just really, and it's not especially even warm, you know, like a lot of beach scents take me to sunscreen and coconut, and this is very like salty sea air, and it's like you might need a jacket on this beach.
Oh,
it's really like, I don't know, it's really great. And as summer scents go, while this is a colder fragrance, I think it's really great on a hot day. And
sometimes you want that on hot. You don't want more heavy things.
Exactly.
On a hot day.
Exactly. I don't know. I mean, a beach scent is a beach scent.
Yeah.
It's a beach scent until it's not. And this one is fantastic. This is the one that the messenger tried to fucking break into my apartment to get me. I was like,
he really wanted you to smell
it. I was like, bro.
Yeah. I remember smelling three of Louis Vuitton's summer scents from like 2 years ago, and they were kind of like summery themed. I think one was called like Afternoon Swim, one was called Cactus Something.
Then
there was like one about the sun, and they were all very traditionally fragrancy.
Okay.
Like it wasn't a literal thing, but they were like like, I mean, being that it's Louis Vuitton, like I felt like they were all very like haute couture interpretations of these like themes, not necessarily like an actual interpretation, but they all smelled very fresh, very kind of clean, fresh, but like zesty as well. Yeah.
They also just put out Imagination, which showed up last week.
Oh, I saw that on your story. Imagination.
I think Imagination is such a good name for a fragrance.
Yeah, of course. What do you smell like? Imagination.
Speaking of, Sable.
Yes.
What do you smell like today?
Oh, man. Being that this was our summer scent episode, I broke out the one definitively, inarguably summer scent, which is Coppertone Scent of Summer. It's literally what it's called, Scent of Summer.
Oh, is this the one that they sent you in the PR box but never made?
Yes.
Oh my God.
They sent
me. You've talked about this so much. I'm so excited you're finally talking about it on the show.
This was like 2019, I think.
Sure.
Coppertone, when I was working at Allure, they sent me a sunscreen mailer and it had these like tiny little tester vials of a fragrance called Coppertone Scent of Summer, and it smells exactly like the Coppertone sunscreen, mm-hmm. which I'm sure just by hearing that, you know what it smells like. Yep. And I was like, oh my God, this is incredible. Are you guys releasing a scent? And they were like, no, it's just promo material. It's just like a gag kind of thing. And I was like, what? Why? This is such a lost opportunity. And I understand that Coppertone is like mass, it's like drugstore, and maybe selling a sunscreen scented fragrance at a drugstore is not going to hit. But like, dude, a body mist, body oil.
I think it would hit.
Yeah. It smells exactly like that's exactly what it smells like, is the sunscreen. And as soon as I smell it, it just brings me back to childhood at the pool with my mom chasing after me and my brother, slathering us up with Coppertone. And I was like, nah. I just want to swim. And she's like, get over here. Yeah. Which is actually kind of dumb now that I think about it, because I definitely jumped into the pool like a second after she was done applying it. And I was like, oh, that's probably bad.
Oh, yeah. Aren't you not supposed to do that?
Yeah. I was like, she'll swim weed for a while. Mm. But yeah, I mean, it just brings me back to all those childhood memories of the pool and the beach and just the slimy, sticky, greasy, sunscreeny that like I hated as a kid, but was just so indicative of a fun summertime. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So
I can't believe they haven't put this out. The most frustrating thing is that they made it.
I know.
It's like it already exists.
It already exists. Just fucking package it. I told the PR lady, I was like, I love this so much. And she's like, okay, we'll send you a bunch of vials. So they did. But these things are what? It's like 0.05 ounces.
Can't even take a shot of this.
You can't even take a shot of that. So I have a couple of them. But like, that's all that exists. Unless they decide to make it. Which, hello, Coppertone.
Make the scent. Seriously.
Yeah. So.
That should be our first brand collab.
Right?
Smell you later. And Coppertone.
Yes.
The summer scent.
Yeah.
2022.
And sun protection.
Yeah.
Two things we both feel passionately
about. Exactly.
I feel like it could easily fool you because you think you're wearing sunscreen, but you're not.
Yeah, there's also that.
Ooh, what if it was like a spray-on sunscreen?
That people are already fragrance. So careless with their sunscreen application. We don't want to make it any That's easier true. To fuck up.
Yeah, the aerosol ones, don't trust them.
No. Mm-mm. If there's one thing that quarantine did for me, it made me put on sunscreen every single day, no matter what.
Really?
I was already like 3 to 4 times.
Even quarantine? Because mm-hmm. you're not going outside?
Yeah, I don't know what my deal was. But I think it was like, we all did different things with our skincare because we just had the time, you know. Yeah. And I was already a sunscreen 3 to 4 times a week person on my face. But as we know, you need sunscreen every day, indoor, mm-hmm. outdoor, cloudy, whatever. Every day, no questions asked. But I was like, well, if I'm going to be indoors for the foreseeable future, which turned into a much longer time than any of us expected, it was like, if I don't do it now, I'm never going to do it. So I just started wearing sunscreen every day.
Wow.
You know.
I always wear sunscreen every day, but on the indoor days, you know, remember when that whole Purito scandal broke?
Yes.
And they're like, it's not really SPF 50, it's only SPF 19. And then I was like, okay, now you will be my indoor sunscreen. So like, I still wore it. I like finished my bottle, but I just wore my Purito on like the cloudy or the indoor days.
What's your daily sunscreen?
I have like a suite of sunscreen. Mm-hmm. Like most of it, honestly, is Super Goop just because they sent me a shit ton. Mm-hmm. I love Glow Screen so much.
Yeah.
I love their City Serum one too because it's really light. Unseen sunscreen is great. I'll wear that on days when I want to like do a makeup look.
Yeah.
Because it's kind of like a primer as well. Yeah. What else? Ooh, you know that Dr. Jart Cica Pair?
Yeah. The green shit
that has SPF 30. They sent me a tiny little pot of that. And then I was like, this isn't going to work on my skin tone because it's fucking green. Like, this is for like really pale people who turn rosy, not people like me who have golden or olive skin tones. And then I realized that they have encapsulated pigments in them. So when you spread it, it changes from green to beige, which is still like...
It's still a...
Beige.
Yeah.
Yeah, like it's still for beige people. But I was like, oh, okay. If I rub it in, it works. And it actually does even out my skin tone. It does feel quite thick though, but I've been, I like put regular sunscreen all over my face and then I'll use the Cicapair around my red spots, like under my eyes and around my nose. I'm like, ah, doubling up on sunscreen and evening out my skin tone. Haha.
I am telling you that Say SPF sun visor is all that shit.
Really?
It is simple. It is so good.
It's a tinted moisturizer.
No, it's not. They're two different things. I promise you, they're two different things.
Okay.
They look the same. So this is the tinted moisturizer and this is the SPF.
Oh, okay. I thought it was an SPF in a tinted moisturizer.
When you evacuate it onto your hand, it's beige, but it goes on translucent.
Okay.
Oh my God.
Really?
So I can't wear glow screen because my head is too big and I can't be like glowy all over, but this has the, I'm obsessed with the Say super glowy gel.
I love that too. Yeah.
And this is essentially that finish, a little bit more subdued in an SPF. It goes on translucent, like it feels like skincare, not sun. It is so fucking good.
I gotta get me some of that.
I love wearing it.
What SPF is it?
35.
Oh, good. Yeah. Decent.
I wear that mostly because I love it. Don't drag me. I can't wear Supergoop's Unseen because it fucks with my eyes and I'll just cry all day if I wear it. But the Kylie Skin SPF is a dupe for it, and it is way more gentle on the eyes and I think less expensive. And I know it's Kylie Skin. I get it. Whatever. And then the new mineral one from Bliss that just came out is also really good.
Yeah, I have a fuck ton of sunscreens.
Moral of the story, you gotta wear sunscreen.
Yes. Also, like, sunscreen and makeup doesn't really count.
Oh, yeah, no.
Yeah.
And people ask me why all the time, and it's
because you're not using enough.
You're not using it.
Yeah.
You wouldn't use a foundation with an SPF the same way that you would put on an SPF. You're using color cosmetics for coverage. You're not using them for, like, safety.
Yeah.
You're not going to apply a tinted moisturizer the same way you would an SPF. So wear an SPF and then put your makeup over it.
Unless you're slathering a teaspoon all over your face of foundation, which, that's really intense. Yeah. I remember the IT Cosmetics CC cream has like SPF 50, but I'm like, unless you're using, again, like smearing it, and like that shit is like full coverage. Yeah. I love that shit's stuff.
Foundation, I'm sorry.
It is. No, it totally is. And I love it and I use it sparingly and has great coverage and a really great natural finish, but I'm like, this cannot be a sunscreen on its own.
People
like,
love that and for a good reason, but
Yeah.
It's not an SPF or a CC cream.
Lies on both fronts, but a great coverage product.
With a product that we both love. No, go ahead.
It's like, you know what my favorite sunscreen is that I always run out of? The Tatcha one.
I've never tried it, actually. Oh,
it's so luxurious feeling. It's SPF 35. You get like, I think like 5 ounces in the tube. So
that's
like
a ton.
Or maybe it's like 3.4.
That's
but
still
it's like
a lot.
It's still like a good amount.
Yeah.
It just feels like a really velvety moisturizer. It doesn't have any sort of sunscreeny finish at all. It's so nice.
Okay, I'll call that in.
Yeah.
I'm having drinks with their publicist next weekend. I've heard good things about that SPF. I'll try it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's so luxurious. I think it's pretty expensive, though. I mean, all their products are expensive. So, like, I could imagine someone buying it and then using it really sparingly and be like, no, you're not getting the coverage if you use it sparingly.
Right.
If you're going to buy an expensive sunscreen, you have to use it in the same quantity like you would a cheap sunscreen.
Exactly.
Sorry, so you're probably rich.
I was going to say this isn't a sunscreen podcast, but today it is. You know?
It's just about that smell. We all know the smell of sunscreen. Mm-hmm. Call it what you will. I feel like it's like now people know it by the brand.
Yeah.
Like,
wait, what do you mean?
Banana Boat, like the smell of Hawaiian Tropic, the smell of Copper Tone. It's just like the smell of sunscreen.
And it's so, I feel that sunscreen is so nostalgic in the exact same way for everyone. You know, scent is funny because we all sort of interact with different scents in completely different ways.
Yeah.
But when it comes to sunscreen, I feel like we, you know, have all had a very similar experience with it. Mm-hmm. Being slathered our tiny little bodies by our parents when we were young, like at a beach or some shit. Mm-hmm. And so it does sort of always bring us to the same place.
Yeah.
In a very communal way.
Totally. Like now, I'm sure children have much more sophisticated sunscreens, but sorry, we just had the pink bottle with the little girl with her butt hanging
her ass out.
Which I think is like probably also what made it like memorable as a kid because you're like, it's a butt. Wow.
Right.
I don't know why kids are obsessed with, I mean, I guess adults are obsessed with butts too, but like in a different way.
Yeah.
But like when you're a little kid, butts are the most hilarious thing in the world. So to have a bottle with publicly a butt in view, you're just like, oh my God.
Do you think the Coppertone girl and the Morton Salt girl knew each other?
I feel like they were frenemies.
Yeah, I see that.
They were rivals.
The Salt girl's like, there's my friend showing her ass again.
I know. And the other one's like, why are you such a downer all the time?
I'm literally under a rain cloud.
It's never not raining on me. It's salt. It's like a biblical plague.
Right. Not a plague. So in approaching this episode, we tried to do a little research on the scent of sunscreen. And oddly,
there really isn't a lot out there.
No.
Barely.
There's enough about sunscreen itself. But when it comes to the scent, it's like, which is odd.
Yeah.
This means one of us has to write it.
Pretty much, yeah. Well, what is the scent of sunscreen? You want to call it tropical, but it's only tropical because that's the context in which sunscreen is mostly smelled.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah,
like
a
summer context.
And see, like, this is so funny because, I mean, so there's one, like, not one, what am I trying to say? There is one sunscreen smell, but across different brands. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or like maybe there's not. I'm sure there's
they're
like
all quite similar.
But
there are differences, but they're all, you all know them when you smell them.
And my first thought is, oh, sunscreen, it's banana, it's pineapple, it's lemon, it's citrus.
It's like a daiquiri. Like
tropical. But then as I'm smelling Coppertone, fuck is this called?
Scent of summer.
It's very floral.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wait, no. This is the scent of sunscreen. And I'm sure there's citrusy and fruity notes in here, but at first it's
cacophony.
Like...
cacophony.
This is a bouquet.
A bouquet.
A bouquet of white florals. And like, have I been lying to myself this whole time or have I been lied to? That's always the question.
It's generally the question.
You know?
Yeah, that I ask of the world. But we tried looking up what the actual scent of Coppertone is, and there were no definitive answers to this. However... we learned a little bit about how Coppertone came to be, which is back in, you know, the early to mid 20th century, people were getting sunburned and they were like, oh, this hurts. How do we not? And a chemist, a pharmacist by the name of Benjamin Green, he was an airman in World War II. He invented this crude sort of sun protection called Red Vet Pet. Red Veterinary Petroleum, which it was basically like this gooey petroleum product that was a physical barrier from the sun on your skin. And then he kind of upgraded the formula a little bit with coconut oil and jasmine. During the war, he used this like red jelly stuff to protect himself because they were serving the South Pacific, very sunny place, canonically. And after the war, he improved the formula with coconut oil, coconut butter, cocoa butter, and jasmine. I guess, I don't know, to give it a little more slip, a little more scent. So that's like kind of the origins of the scent. And then over time, they put titanium dioxide and zinc oxide, which are the two naturally occurring minerals that form physical sunscreens. The original formula, ultimately created by a pharmaceutical company called Schering Plo. And... the only scent note that is suggested, we found in an article by fragrance aficionado Chandler Burr. It is a New York Times article where he said, Coppertone smells like orange blossoms, which I'm like, oh, duh. Isn't it funny how like sometimes when you are told things, you immediately recognize it then. You're like, oh, that's the scent that I was smelling.
Yep.
So it smells like orange blossoms. The formula was created by Schering Plo. And it's referred to inside the company as Coppertone 6. So I don't know if that meant they were like five. It's like so mysterious.
Oh, let's get Coppertone on the show.
Oh, yeah. Coppertone, hello. And Chandler Burr calls it arguably the single greatest work of scent branding ever.
That's wild.
Which is so true.
Yeah.
It's absolutely true. Like when I think about it, I was like, yeah, every fucking person knows the scent of Coppertone sunscreen. Mm-hmm. And they associate it with the smell of all sunscreens.
Yeah.
No matter what Banana Boat's doing or what Hawaiian Tropic's doing.
Right.
Like, damn.
Well, and I'm sure the other brands are using that as a, you know, a baseline.
Yeah, totally. Right? Because like they want people to, I feel like the scent is part of the experience.
Totally.
So it's like, now I know I'm protected from the sun mm-hmm. because I smell this smell on myself. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because every sunscreen kind of smells like that.
Yep.
I loved the smell of the Hawaiian tropic tanning oil. Mm-hmm. It was like fucking SPF 8, which is pitiful.
Yeah.
When I was 13, all my little girlies would like slather ourselves up and our older sister, well, their old, I didn't have an older sister, but like their older sister's Hawaiian tropic. And then they get mad. We'd like sun ourselves. And part of me was like, what is the point of this?
Right.
I never got, I also, I, and I still do, I always tanned really, really easily. Mm-hmm. And that's just my skin tone. But like all of my white girlfriends when I was a kid, they were just burned.
Well, because they were going out in the sun and like baking grease.
I think it was just like, you know, when you're like playing at being an older girl.
Yeah.
And it's like very glamorous to sun yourself.
I'm still playing at being an older girl.
Yeah, same.
I love an SPF oil because it does mm-hmm. feel so like yeah. slutty and luxurious. Like I loved and just like glowing in yes. the sun. Oh my God.
It is a very glamorous, slutty feeling.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I usually put on like sort of like an, a real SPF first and yes, then top yes, it yes. off with like an oil because I don't really want to be covered in oil. Mm. Like a rotisserie chicken. You know?
Yes. I feel like those original Banana Boat Hawaiian Tropic formulas were really greasy.
Oh, yeah.
Ugh. You had to shower afterwards. Totally. Otherwise, you would just slip right off the chair you were sitting on.
Right.
But yeah, those scents, I feel like those scents were a little bit more, I don't know, like white floral. Mm-hmm. They felt more, they felt almost like that manioc oil. I don't know. They felt like a little bit more sophisticated to me.
Well, I feel like I said, like now my perspective on all this is changing because... Have they been white florals the whole time?
I think they were. I think that was definitely involved.
Once again, sure. I've been duped.
We have been duped.
So, okay. But okay. then that brings us to Vacation.
Vacation.
The new scent by our man, our Rodrigo man. Flores Rue.
Hell yeah.
And someone else. But we know him. So what is the brand name? This is
Vacation.
Very...
So, okay. Vacation is a brand new sunscreen brand.
Yes.
Simply called Vacation. All of the branding is like super 90s.
Yeah.
It's not quite 70s or 80s.
It's very Miami Vice.
Yes. Extremely Miami Vice. It's pretty cute. It's kind of like the early days of dial-up internet.
Yeah. Like, it's like Saved by the Bell yeah. through like AOL.
Yeah. Totally. AOL aesthetic.
Yeah.
For sure. Yeah.
It's cute. I'm really just cute. I'm glad it's not more of the fucking 80s.
Oh, yeah. I think we're now leveraging more into the 90s. So
I'm so sick of nostalgia, but that's what sunscreen is.
That's all we it's have. We don't know. Our future is so uncertain. We have nothing to look forward to. So we're just like the past.
Speaking of global warming. Yeah.
Pretty much. But yeah, they're a sunscreen brand who launched, or they're launching three sunscreens. They're all for body. There's a mineral, there's a chemical, and there's a body oil. But they also launched a limited edition fragrance just called Vacation. And it is meant to smell. They bill it as the world's best smelling sunscreen scent.
And it's fun because as we talked, I think, Sable, as you said, you spoke about, stay with me here, matcha meditation yes. in a really good way. That it was like, the scent is not only the scent of matcha, it's the like environment you are in when you
yeah.
eat it, drink yeah. it. Sorry. So yeah. it's like it's a little pastry, it's a little mm-hmm. tea, it's a little mm-hmm. foam, whatever.
Yeah.
This is the sunscreen version of that because not only is it sunscreen, mm-hmm. it's the rubbery pool toy. It's yep. your Lycra swimsuit.
Yeah.
It's the chlorine-y pool water.
A little bit, yeah.
So it's the scent of, you know, your whole vacation in one.
Yeah.
Which is super fun.
It is. And it was developed by Arquiste Parfumeur and Rodrigo Flores Rue. I guess they did a collab, but it's meant to smell exactly like their sunscreens, which it does. What a cool idea to launch a scent with your sunscreen.
And to have it done by Rodrigo, who like we love. Rodrigo is the one.
I know. Yeah, I don't know how long they're selling the perfume for. It just says a limited time offer. It's $60 for an ounce and it's an eau de toilette. So yeah, it's kind of like some premium merch,
yeah,
basically. But if you love the smell of sunscreen, this appears to be the only one on the market. I think
there are many scents that sort of call back to sunscreen, you know.
Yeah,
what I mean?
They're not like sunscreen.
It's not like the point.
Yeah, like this to me It does smell very much so like Coppertone scent,
yeah.
But it's a little bit more sophisticated.
And a little bit sweeter.
A little sweeter, a little muskier too. Yeah.
It's a little fruitier.
Yeah. I think the like kind of rubberiness gives it a little edge.
Yeah.
Like it's not as like saccharine or like chemically sweet.
It is like a really fun way to play on the both literal and more conceptual interpretation of sunscreen, and it's a nostalgia play, obviously. I think it works really well. I've actually seen this, a lot of people talking about this. I think people are pretty excited about it.
I put it on my Instagram story and a lot of people responded because they were like, oh my God, I love the smell of sunscreen. And they appear to be serving a very underserved market because no one else makes that. And the branding is really cool, I think.
I love the bottle. It looks so 80s.
It looks, it's very campy. I guess, it's like, how else do you smell like other than slathering your body in sunscreen? There's no other way to get that scent.
Right.
I think there's a lot of quote unquote summer scents that try to smell like Hawaiian Tropic.
Absolutely.
And they're never quite the same because they take it into a more fragrancy territory, which then ruins the effect.
Right.
You're doing too much.
Like sunscreen isn't elevated.
No.
You know?
And it's not meant to be.
No, it's not meant to be.
Yeah, it's meant to be fun.
So it's like, you know, I love notes of sunscreen in a fragrance, but it's also like, that's not the point. That was never the point.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
It's like smelling like warm vanilla sugar. It is what it is. And we like it because of it.
Exactly.
Don't fuck with it.
Yeah. I mean, I'm like, should more brands come out with it? But it's the same scent. That's the thing.
Right.
Like, all of it is derivative from like the Coppertone scent. It's almost like when people make kombucha or yogurt, you need a little bit of the original source to make it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Right.
It's like that. But I'm trying to think of other sunscreens that smell really nice.
I feel like so many of the body sunscreens I've used in the last couple of years have been sprays. So there's like that sort of scent. Not that you can't scent a spray, obviously, but the ones that I've used, they're more like, the scent is not, but the product is more like sporty. So it's it does not meant to have that luxury, like sensorial aspect. You're just meant to like not worry about it.
That's true.
And also, like, you know, I hate layering scents. So it's like, I would rather not have my sunscreen smell like anything so I could smell like cloud all day.
They always smell like something.
They do.
Like, sunscreens are never unscented.
No.
I don't think I've ever come across one.
No, agreed.
No. I mean, I'm trying to think, like, all of the sunscreens I use, like, the Tatcha one smells really nice. Maybe La Roche-Posay. Coppertone did release a shimmery body sunscreen.
Ooh.
Yeah. Which.
Oh, I have it, actually. Yeah.
It's a little bit more glittery than it is shimmery. Mm-hmm. Part of me wish that they had made it more microparticles than chunks of glitter so it looks like you're wearing body glitter.
Right.
But like, yeah, that one smells a little bit different than the original Coppertone.
What about scents that do have a sunscreen element to them and or just really summery scents? I'll go first.
You go first.
I am sure I've talked about this before, but one of my favorite, all-time favorite scents for life is Sun Di Gioia by Armani.
Mm.
That came out in 2016, I want to say, and has since been discontinued, this motherfuckers. But it is a very beachy scent, but it's like in the way, it's like a creamy white floral.
Mm.
And obviously I don't love white florals, but this is so nice. It's just like soft and warm and ambery and a little musky.
Was it like limited edition?
It wasn't.
That's weird.
But they have since put out the more in the collection while pulling that one. It's still available online. But
okay.
I mean, it takes me to like just a summer day on a boat. I mean, it's an elevated take on sunscreen, but also like salty beer and coconut. Mm. And I mean, it's lovely. It's absolutely one of my all-time favorite scents for summer or ever, because to me, it calls me back to sunscreen, but maybe not anymore.
I do feel like there is a particularly beach fragrance scent, or rather summer fragrance scent. Yeah. And a lot of it does include a lot of white florals, a lot of musky, sandy, warm, beachy tones.
And I think a lot of them also can lean really tropical, but this does not. I love a tropical, like, slutty beach scent.
Yeah.
But this is not that.
It's always a little slutty, which I love.
The, oh my God, the Sol de Janeiro scent. So beachy. What is that? Chirosa 22 or something?
Yeah, Chirosa 67 or something. There's like two different numbers or year numbers, but that. Oh, yeah. That Bum Bum cream scent.
Yeah.
Woo.
God, I hate that name.
I know. I think it's pronounced boom boom, actually.
Okay, that's not that bad.
Not as bad as bum bum.
The scent, though.
The scent slaps.
You know
it's a little too much. Like, I like the scent, but it's super, super strong. Yeah. Like, when I wear that body lotion, I am smelling it on me for ages.
It's all... So, I think of that as a tropical scent, but really, it's more gourmand than anything. It's caramel and vanilla.
Yeah.
Is it caramel or caramel?
I say caramel.
Someone said something about the way I said it and told me it was correct, but now I can't remember which one it was. Anyway.
There's an extra A. And there's caramel. Three A's.
You're right. Fuck.
Say them all.
Say them all.
Treat them equally.
No, so that boom boom cream is very tropical, very summery, but as you said, it can be a little...
It's intense.
Yeah.
It's really intense.
They sent me the fine fragrance of it.
Same,
and I sort of feel the same. I like it.
I like it. I just wanted to tone it down.
Uh-huh.
I'm just like, I like this song. Could you just turn it down? It's like that. Yeah. Like, I just want to hear all of the facets, like, not just the subwoofer, please.
Right. Also, this is brand new. How do you say this?
Oh, the Maison Francis Kirchian Aqua Vitae.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you. I didn't know how to say any of those five words. Maison Francis Kirchian just released a new little collection of three very summery, very young fragrances. This is the brand that does Baccarat
Rouge.
Mm-hmm. And this is obviously their play on trying to have a younger audience. I think so.
I think it's like pretty adult.
Yeah. But in terms of like everything else, because the bottles are, they have no sticker on them, no label. It's just jewel tone glass with deco on it. I mean, it's really beautiful. And this new one, Aqua Vitae, is again like an elevated, more floral take on sunscreen.
You think?
I do. Yeah. You got these, right?
Like, yeah. I got a lot of citrus out of that.
Really?
Yeah.
This one was not as citrusy to me.
Really? It was very zesty to me.
I really like this one. I've been going back to it quite a bit.
The scent of Manoi to me is super summery, despite having never been to Tahiti. That Manoi oil, the Tahiti, is that one brand they used to sell in drugstores. I think they like kind of pulled back their distribution now, but you can find them on Amazon, I think. But it's just the Manoi oil, which is coconut oil with the TR flower soaked in it. And it has that like really good white floral summery body oil scent. If you've ever fucked with that NARS body oil, the mono oil, that's the scent. It's
okay,
the
same thing. I'm going to be brave and come out and say that I have no idea what you're talking about.
Okay.
What is Manoi oil? Is that the brand or the product?
Manoi oil is an oil that it's literally just TR flowers. It's like it's the Tahitian gardenia.
Okay.
It's soaked in coconut oil, so it takes on the scent.
So the coconut oil takes on the scent of the flower.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then like it's just used as like body oil. But the fragrance from it has also been used in, you know, to fragrance other products. But let me say the brand name correctly. Yes. Manoi Tiki Tahiti.
I don't know that I've
ever like the OG brand. This. It's from like the 1940s, perhaps earlier. And they also have a couple fragrances, but it's just body oils. And like their whole thing is like the Manoi with the flower in it. It's like when you get tequila with the worm. With the worm in it. What's the one with the worm? Mezcal? Is mezcal tequila? I don't know anything about liquor. It's when you get the one with the worm in it.
Yeah.
It's a similar concept because it has the little TR flower in the bottle. And it just smells like a beautiful white floral. It's like a little jasmine-y too. But that's
is
like...
Is jasmine the one that smells like sweat sometimes?
Maybe. Jasmine is like a really complex flower.
Yeah.
Because it can smell really gross. Mm-hmm. Who was telling us? Was it Luca Turin who's telling us that jasmine has hints of indole in it, which is the same as in vomit or like poop?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so.
So she's a complex woman. Yeah. Jasmine.
Yeah, I think so. Kara loves that jasmine shower gel from Lush that I think they discontinued. It's called like something about foxes.
Okay.
I think I'm just making shit up by now, but like there was a kernel of truth in that. I'm not sure where it was.
Yeah. But yeah, jasmine can be tricky, but I feel like the most widely used jasmine scent is like the white floral. So it's kind of just like light and floral and kind of dewy.
I need to get my hands on Manoi oil because I want to understand what that smells like. Do I sound like such a white person right now? I usually don't have blind spots like this, especially when it comes to beauty, fragrance, and the drugstore. I'm usually pretty there.
Yeah. No, this isn't like traditional drugstore though.
Okay.
I think it's like if you see it in a drugstore, it's in like the ethnic aisle.
Yeah.
And I do think, because I do remember I used to see it in the Sally Beauty and like beauty supply stores, and then I don't see it anymore. So I think they kind of pared back their distribution. But you can order through their website. You can find it on Amazon. Oh, I actually remember, I have a Rag and Bone fragrance called Manoy.
Oh, yeah.
Which is also the same scent of this. Is that like beautiful Tahitian gardenia scent. If you love white florals, like you probably already know about it.
Hmm.
Or you just know about Tahiti.
Yeah.
One of my favorite summery scents since I was a teenager was Liz Claiborne Bora Bora, which is their take on, you know, the Polynesian kind of white floral tropical scent. I was on Walmart.com or something because for some reason Walmart.com sells it.
Yeah.
Even though this scent is like from the early 2000s or late 90s perhaps. But it smelled so much just like white florals and tropical things that I was like, oh, should I buy this again? Is it even the same scent or did they change it?
It is dirt cheap. You should buy
it. Yeah, I know. It's so cheap that I was like, I should. But I just remember loving that scent so much and I just associate it with a sexy summer.
Mm-hmm.
A sexy, slutty summer. No, not slutty, just sexy. Sexy, forlorn summer.
forlorn girl summer.
When will my husband return from war?
We all had a forlorn girl summer last year.
Yeah, truly.
Not this year.
So untouched. Well, if these boys on these apps ever learn to behave, maybe I will not have a forlorn girl summer.
Boys will never learn to behave.
I know.
Look at me.
They're getting worse.
I'm out of control.
Ugh. Any other summer scents? Citronella.
Yeah.
Barbecue smoke.
You one time said, now that you mentioned citronella, that Byredo's Lil Fleur smells like citronella.
Yes.
And like,
I stand by it.
Yeah. I don't want to say it's all I can smell because that's not true, but that turned it on its head for me.
Yeah.
Because there is that like waxiness to it.
Yeah. It's like a waxy tartness. Like, what even is citronella? Is it just like purely like this like petroleum chemical? Fake fragrance?
No idea. Wait, you talked about Open Sky last episode, right?
I think two episodes ago. Yeah.
Yeah. I finally got my hands on it.
Oh.
Yeah. It's so bright.
It's very bright, very peppery.
It's like a laser focus. It's like a citrus that they developed in a lab.
Yeah.
To be like neon yellow. Mm-hmm. And it's like a mutant citrus.
Ooh.
It's like so bright.
Yeah. GMO.
Yeah. Wild. Yeah, not my favorite.
It's cool. It almost feels like if they said this was limited edition, I'd be like, oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it is.
Actually, I think it is.
Oh, it is.
I literally was looking at it this week and I do
because it felt so, I don't think it's a bad scent, but it part of it felt so chaotically off the cuff that I was like, oh, okay, this makes sense for a limited edition, but I don't quite see it in the main collection.
It does feel a little unhinged. Same, like not in even really a bad way.
Is Mixed Emotions also limited edition?
Mixed Emotions felt like a more, I don't want to say thought through fragrance, but it felt a little more balanced.
Okay.
Whereas Open Sky feels a little bit like, you know?
It's a bit erratic, yeah.
Yeah.
It's Mixed like Emotions. You either will love it or hate it, I feel. It's. Mm-hmm. I don't think people will ever really feel neutral about it.
Right. Mixed Emotions does not look like it's limited.
No.
I get excited about, you know, Byredo, obviously, and their new offerings, and specifically their brighter, fruitier offerings. And this, I am glad that I smelled it. You know, it's good. And I'll probably wear it again, but you know.
Yeah, I think it's like a very particular mood.
It's very citrusy.
Yeah, very peppery.
I just like, we've done this.
Sir, we've done this.
They haven't, but like I don't know.
Yeah. Well, until Ben Gorham can come on our podcast and explain himself.
Yeah, Ben Gorham, where are you at?
He's in Sweden, relaxing.
That's true. What's that time difference? 6 hours?
I think 6 hours, yeah.
Let's call him right now.
Ben, it's the middle of the night. Wait, is it? No.
Sit down. Yeah. We're going to interrogate you.
He's like, how did you get this number?
Yeah, right.
I don't know. Anyway.
Well, sunscreen.
Yeah, wear sunscreen.
Please wear sunscreen.
Please.
Your skin will thank you.
Yes.
Also, like, melanoma.
Yeah.
Who has it? Who wants it?
Who wants that? Nobody wants
no
that.
No one wants that.
In this economy, in this please. Healthcare.
Yeah, please protect
with
yourself.
This healthcare economy.
For real.
Wear the sunscreen. Wear the sunscreen scents. You know what? Tell us what your sunscreen scents are, because I would love to broaden my brain.
Yeah, tell us what sunscreen scents you love, like yeah. Sable said. And also, I just want to hear your favorite summer scents.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah, yeah,
I don't
yeah.
I care what it is. It could be a fine fragrance. It could be body lotion.
Could it be citronella.
It could be citronella.
Just rub that waxy candle you know? Over yourself.
It's fine.
Yeah. Smell of off. What's the other one?
Cutter.
Cutter. Ugh. Yeah, it's poison. Literally.
Yeah.
Anyway, don't wear poison. Leave us a review if you want.
Yeah, leave us 5 stars in a review.
Leave us 5 stars.
What else you got going on? It's go to the fucking podcast right now. We know you're free.
It doesn't cost you anything.
Say something nice about us.
Yeah.
We'll say something nice about you.
Yeah. We'll leave you a review. Yeah.
It's only good vibes here at Smell You Later.
Yes. We are on Instagram at smellyoulater.mp3. And I'm at Sable Tooth Tigra.
And I am at Tynan Buck.
And until next time, folks. We will smell you later.
Smell you later.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter, from plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.com.
Saving money on everything you need at Menards. Your roof is the first line of defense against the elements, and it enhances the appearance of your home's exterior. Owens Corning Duration Shingles offer ultimate protection. Choose from 26 stylish colors and transform your home today. Shop our selection of roofing products on Menards.com. Plus, check out our weekly flyer for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at
Hi everyone, this is James and Dan. We are two-fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right, every week we sit down behind some microphones and share with each other the best things we've found out over the last 7 days.
Yes, so for instance, Dan, did you know that you cannot tie a knot in 4 dimensions?
I knew that's where I was going wrong. Interesting.
There are all sorts of reasons why, but we would go into them all on our podcast, along with loads of extra facts as well.
That's right. And if you want to check it out, No Such Thing as a Fish is available wherever you get your podcasts.